The first step in answering this question is diagnosing this patient with SIADH. Now, meningitis, head trauma, some drugs are notable etiologies of SIADH. This patient, history of meningitis. Now you look at the serum sodium, it's low at 112 milliequivalents per liter. The normal range is 135 to 145. The potassium is normal here at 4.5 milliequivalents per liter. The normal range is 3.5 to 5. Plasma osmolality is low, okay? So we've got dilute plasma at 260 milliosmoles per kilogram. Normal range is 275 to 300. So we have a patient who had meningitis with now hyponatremia and hypotonic plasma osmolality. That's consistent with SIADH. So then after we make that assessment, we look at the urine findings here. You're probably like, what the fuck? Because there's so many answer choices. This is not simply me just being an asshole. This is actually asked on the NBMEs for step one. They ask it in this exact fashion. They give you the proximal convoluted tubule, the juxtaglomerular apparatus, and the collecting duct, okay? Medullary collecting duct is where vasopressin acts. Cortical collecting duct is where aldosterone acts. So when we look at these answer choices, before you freak the fuck out, just recognize that the proximal convoluted tubule is always going to be isotonic no matter what. So whether we have diabetes insipidus, SIADH, doesn't matter. The proximal convoluted tubule is always isotonic. So now we're just dealing with those answers. Then you look at juxtaglomerular apparatus. You're probably like, no fucking idea, okay? That's actually the hard one. The juxtaglomerular apparatus is hypotonic no matter what. So the juxtaglomerular apparatus is located in a slightly weird location. It bridges the early distal convoluted tubule with the afferent arterioles of the kidney. But for all intents and purposes for answering NBME / USMLE questions, you need to think of the JGA as being located at the early DCT. And the early DCT is always hypotonic because the thick ascending limb of Henle is where all of the ions are reabsorbed. You think about loop diuretics where they block that very potent one sodium, one potassium, two chloride symporter. All those ions are reabsorbed in the thick ascending limb so that by the time the filtrate, the urine gets to the top of that thick ascending limb, it's hypotonic no matter what, whether we have DI or SIADH. So far we've got isotonic PCT, we've got a hypotonic JGA, and then you say, well, what about the medullary collecting duct? This is the easy part because if vasopressin is increased, that means we're going to have more aquaporin insertion in the medullary collecting duct, more free water reabsorption, and we would have a hypertonic medullary collecting duct. So our answers here are isotonic PCT, hypotonic juxtaglomerular apparatus, and then a hypertonic medullary collecting duct. And if we had diabetes insipidus, whether it's nephrogenic or central, the only thing that would change is the medullary collecting duct would become hypotonic rather than hypertonic as it is here with SIADH. So that's pretty much it. And they can ask this for dehydration as well. The patient does not have any overt pathology. It's just merely dehydrated where the vasopressin level in that patient would be increased in an attempt to reabsorb free water. And it would be the same parameters as SIADH in that our vasopressin is increased and we have a hypertonic medullary collecting duct. Okay, so that's your learning point. Those are your learning points here. As I mentioned, this stuff is asked on the NBME exams for step one, these combinations of findings. That's it.